Hachette Audio presents The Lewis Man, written by Peter May, read by Peter Forbes.
Prologue. On this storm-lashed island 3 hours off the northwest coast of Scotland, what little soil exists gives the people their food and their heat. It also takes their dead, and very occasionally, as today, gives one up. It is a social thing, the peat-cutting. Family, neighbours, children, all gathered on the moor with a mild wind blowing out of the southwest to dry the grasses and keep the midges at bay. Anak is just 5 years old. It is her first peat-cutting, and the one she will remember for the rest of her life. She has spent the morning with her grandmother in the kitchen of the Croft House, watching eggs boil on the old enchantress stove, fired by last year's peat. Now the women head out across the moor, carrying hampers, Anak barefoot, the bog's brown waters squishing between her toes as she runs ahead over prickly heather, transported by the excitement of the day. The sky fills her eyes, a sky torn and shredded by the wind. A sky that leaks sunlight in momentary flashes to spill across dead grasses, where the white tips of bog cotton dip and dive in frantic eddies of turbulent air. In the next days, the wildflowers of spring and early summer will turn the brown winter wastes yellow and purple. But for the moment, they remain dormant, dead. In the distance, the silhouettes of half a dozen...